Thank you, Brother Antoine. Beautiful rendition. Praise God. Happy Sabbath. Can we all agree that Brooklawn is a diverse church? And I'm not trying to low blow any other church, but a diverse church is a very, very blessed church. We have all types of background, all types of nationalities, all types of way how we greet one another in a very loving way. Everything. Happy Sabbath. In many forms that it is said, it means the one thing that God has done. He has sanctified this day, blessed it, made it holy, and all those who partake in it are blessed as well. And in that, I bring to you today's message, the evidence of faith. No matter what language you speak it, you share it, it means one thing, faith and faith alone. By God who blessed it abundantly upon each and every one of us. I'm going to share with you faith. Just like there's one type of model car, a Chevrolet. There's the Equinox, the Tahoe, the Suburban, all different types of model. Faith, there's different types of faith. Faithful, faithfulness. Faithless, faithfully, it goes on. We have all experienced some type of faith. All of us have. And I'm hoping and praying that you have experienced it in a way that you have turned around and said, God, thank you so much. I praise and I thank you for faith. He's the one that taught us faith. We have faith because of him. We can also learn about the lives of brothers and sisters in the faith who have walked the path before us. So if you have read and studied the scriptures, you know that there are many in the Bible who have gone through some type of trial, tribulation, struggle, but yet their faith has brought them through. Their lives have much to teach us about how to live by faith boldly, courageously, as we all follow Jesus. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines faith as a noun, complete trust or confidence in someone or something, strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof, faithful as an adjective, remaining loyal and steadfast, true to the facts or the original. Faithfulness as a noun, the quality of being faithful, fidelity. As a Christian, it is important to be faithful to God. It is one thing to simply believe in him, but another to be faithful to him. First and foremost, let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, Lord, I give you praise and thanksgiving for this blessed opportunity of being given the chance to share another message with your children, Lord, both present and on Zoom. I praise and thank you for the opportunity that there will be nothing of me but all of you, Lord. Thank you for anointing my lips that such words will be received upon every heart listening here today, Lord. May it be an impactful message for us all. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit as we worship you, that you may be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. Let's look into what the Bible has to say about faith. I did research, went online, at least about 100 scripture verses about faith. I'm sure there is more. We can all perceive it as a blessing from the Lord that there is more than 100. There's many. If you struggle, read the Bible, search the scriptures for ways to help you in your struggles as you walk as a Christian. What is faith? Faith is a word with many meanings, starting with faith, Matthew 17, 20. Jesus talks about faith as a mustard seed. Here, Jesus wasn't condemning the disciples for sustained faith. He was trying to show how important faith would be in their future ministry. If you are facing a problem that seems as big and as immovable as a mountain, turn your eyes from the mountain and look to Jesus for more faith. Only then will your work for him become useful and vibrant. That scripture verse, some people may take it literal as moving a mountain, but we all, most of us, have problems that are as big as a mountain, whether it be marriage, finances, work, children, family, friends, okay? We all have problems. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing. 2 Corinthians 5:17, for we walk by faith. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible. Those are just a few examples of faith. Faithful, Hebrews 10:23, he who promised is faithful. 1 John 1:9, he is faithful and just too. If God has forgiven us for our sins because of Christ's death, why must we confess our sins? In admitting our sins and receiving Christ's cleansing, we are, one, agreeing with God that our sin truly is sin and that we are willing to turn from it. There is no excuse for sin. Sin is sin. That's it. Two, ensuring that we don't conceal our sins from him and consequently from ourselves. Sometimes we tend to make excuses for our actions. Three, recognizing our tendency to sin and relying on his power to overcome it. If you sin, ask for forgiveness. God will see you through it. He is a forgiving God. Faithfulness. Lamentations 3:23. Great is your faithfulness. Jeremiah knew from personal experience about God's faithfulness. We too have had our personal experiences as well with God, no matter how you see it. God had promised that punishment would follow disobedience, and it did. But God also had promised future restoration and blessing, and Jeremiah knew that God would keep that promise also. Trusting God's faithfulness day by day makes us confident in his great promises for the future. Again, God is a promising God. He keeps his promises. He himself is faithful in keeping his promises. Let's begin with faith that comes in different ways. There's ineffective faith, weak faith, and effective faith. Ineffective faith. How can we know our faith is ineffective? Ineffective faith attempts to anticipate God's plan. As most of us, all of us, I hope, have noticed in Genesis 16:3, then Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. Sarah took matters into her own hands by giving Hagar to Abraham. We've all done that. We've all taken matters into our own hands. Why? Because we become anxious. We don't realize when we pray something to God, think about it. You're giving him the problem. He's the problem solver. Just let him handle it. Like Abraham, she had trouble believing God's promise that was apparently directed specifically toward Abraham and Sarah. Out of this lack of faith came a series of problems. This inevitably happens when we take over for God, trying to make his promise come true through efforts that we are not in line with God's specific directions. When we ask God for something and have to wait, we too are tempted to take matters into our own hands and interfere with God's plans. I would ask for a show of hands, but I'm not going to have anyone get embarrassed because I would be one of them. Ineffective faith is marked by a lack of trust in God. Exodus 14:10 and 11. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Again, an example of lack of faith, lack of trust in God. Trapped against the sea, the Israelites faced the Egyptian army sweeping in for the kill. They thought they were doomed. After seeing God's powerful hand deliver them from Egypt, their only hope was fear, whining, and despair. We all experience that. We all become afraid. We all become desperate. After seeing God's powerful hand deliver them from Egypt, their only hope, again, was fear, whining, and despair. Where was their trust in God? Do you see yourself in a similar circumstance as our ancestors? I would say, yes, we all do. Israel learned from repeated experience that God was able to provide for them. God has preserved their examples, these examples in the Bible, so that we can learn to trust him the first time. By focusing on God's faithfulness in the past, we can face crisis with faith rather than with fear and complaining. As the circumstances grow more and more uglier out there in the world, I know we're all noticing. But I think, in my personal opinion, the worst thing for any of us to do is to stay focused on the news. That will distract you, deter you, again, from the faith that you have. Leave the news alone. I know some folks who will walk around with their tablet, watch the news. I don't like that. Leave the news alone. Study the word, look for scripture, look for devotionals in your tablet, on your phone. Let that be a greater distraction, faith. Ineffective faith is marked by an unchanged life. Matthew 3:8, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. God calls us to be active in our obedience. John compared people who claimed they believed in God, but did not live for him. He compared them to unproductive trees that did not bear fruit. Those trees would eventually be cut down. Just like in a business, if you're trying to profit reasonably, if you see that you're not making money with a certain product, you're going to get rid of it. You got to cut your losses. Cut your losses. Okay? Like many people in John's day who were God's people in name only, we too are of no value if we are Christians in name only. If others cannot see our faith in the way we treat them, we may not be God's people at all. To be productive for God, we must obey his teachings, resist temptation, actively serve to help others, and share our faith. An example of actions speak louder than words. If you go to work, go to school, if you're smiling every day, people are going to wonder, and they're going to ask you. And you, as a faithful Christian, not being shy of your faith, you will let them know, I have a Lord that loves me. Just this past week, I found out that my bank account was hacked. But for the third time since the pandemic started. But you know what? I'm smiling. I'm having faith that God is taking care of it. He will take care of it. The first time I got hacked, I jokingly told the banker, I said, they could have at least called me and asked me if I wanted something to order. You know what I'm saying? You got to be light about it. I mean, it's difficult. It's frustrating. Believe me, it's frustrating. But I won't give up, because everything to me happens for a reason. And how do we know we're faithful if we're not tested in our faith? So keep faith, have faith. There are things that are worse out there than what we think we're going through. Ineffective faith seldom goes beyond words. 1 Corinthians 4:19. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. Some people talk a lot about faith, but that's all it is, just talk. Again, an example of action speaks louder than words. Paul said that the kingdom of God is to be lived, not just discussed. Actions speak louder than words. Don't be content to have the right answers about Christ. Let your life show that God's power is really working in you. Weak faith. How can we know our faith is weak? Weak faith tends to lack endurance. Matthew 14, 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. We've read that part of the Bible as well, where Jesus is on the boat. The disciples are on the boat. Jesus is coming across the water. Peter sees him, all excited. Hey, help me to walk on water, okay? When Jesus bid Peter to come to him, he didn't calm the storm. Rather, he invited Peter out into the storm, into the rough seas. The rebuke of Peter's lack of faith was because he took his eyes off Jesus, and instead, he focused on the storm. Again, the storm is any and all problems, circumstances. If you start focusing on that, what do you think is going to happen? In all honesty, you're going to start doubting the faith of God. You're going to start doubting the sacrifice Jesus made. You're going to start doubting yourself as a Christian. Through and through, have faith, keep faith, trust God. He will bring you through the storm. Also, Peter's faith in Jesus sometimes faltered when Peter was overwhelmed with intense emotions or impulses. How many of us at times will express ourselves emotionally? Our emotions will get the best of us. Our emotions, if you think about it, that's our inner demon, our inner distraction, our emotions. If you like to ride a roller coaster, that's your emotions right there. So do your very best to be prayerful. Keep faith and trust God. Stay away from your emotions. If you love someone, continue to love them. Weak faith can become strong faith with God's help. Mark 9:24. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. The attitude of trust and confidence that the Bible calls belief or faith, Hebrews 11, 1 and 6, is not something we can obtain without help. Faith is a gift from God, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. No matter how much faith we have, we never reach the point of being self-sufficient. Faith is not stored away like money in the bank. Growing in faith is a constant process of daily renewing our trust in Jesus and only in Jesus. Sometimes when we interact with coworkers, you ask them to do something, okay? They'll come back and tell you because you're constantly reminding them, hey, can you please take care of this? I got you, trust me. Sometimes we fall into that, trusting others. When in actuality, as a Christian, pray for all things. And have faith that God will make it through for you. Have faith. Effective faith. How can we know our faith is effective? Effective faith depends on God. Luke 17, 5. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The disciples' request was genuine. They wanted the faith necessary for radical forgiveness. What is faith? It is total dependence on God and a willingness to do his will. Faith is complete and humble obedience to do God's will, readiness to do whatever he calls us to do, nothing but faith in our almighty God. Again, faith. It's all simple. All simple. Excuse me. Effective faith rests on what Christ has done for us. Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a beautiful scripture verse. Again, I'm going to repeat it. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, me being hacked, this is a scripture verse I look at. And I'm pretty sure it's not going to be the last time. But guess what? Have a God who's mighty. If it happens, it happens. I hope not. As Paul clearly states in 1 Corinthians 13:13, faith, hope, and love are at the heart of the Christian life. Do we agree? Yes, please. Our relationship with God begins with faith, which helps us realize that we are delivered from our past by Christ's death. Hope grows as we learn all that God has in mind for us. And God's love fills our life and gives us the ability to reach out to others. Again, by action, showing that you are faithful, others will see that whatever trial and tribulation you're going through, you're trusting someone, and that is God Almighty. Maureen and I were talking, and when we show people how faithful we are in our Christian walk, they don't be surprised if someone will come up to you and say, hey, can you lift up so-and-so in prayer? Can you keep my family in prayer? That is because they see how faithful you are in your Christian walk. Because they trust that you, by faith, will lift that person in prayer, will keep them in prayer. Again, faith. Okay. Effective faith grows stronger through endurance, enduring through trials and tribulations. 2 Thessalonians 1:4. So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Here, the writer encourages us not to abandon our faith in times of persecution, but to show by our endurance that our faith is real. Faith means resting in what Christ has done for us in the past, but it also means hoping for what he will do for us in the future. Do you trust God's timing? God's timing is always on time. We pray, we give it to God. By faith, we ask him to handle whatever circumstance. There are times we become impatient. We become anxious, desperate. God, you're not coming through. It's not our timing. It's his timing. His timing. What is faith and faithful and faithfulness? Last but not least, examples of faithfulness that we find in the Bible. Lamentations 3:22-23. I said it before. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In the midst of despair, Jeremiah clung to God's faithfulness. Jeremiah saw one ray of hope in all the sin and sorrow surrounding him. And again, as I mentioned before, stay away from the news, because all the news is producing, this, you know, sharing is nastiness. And we know from scripture, it's going to get worse. Again, keep faith and trust God. The unfailing love of the Lord never ends. By his mercies, we have been kept from complete destruction. God willingly responds with help when we ask. Perhaps there is a sin in someone's life that you thought God would not forgive. God's steadfast love and mercy are greater than any sin, and he promises forgiveness. If there's a sin, my brother and sister, that we have experienced, and if we think that God is not forgiving, he is faithful to forgive, regardless of whatever sin. Just know that you should recognize it. And with your lips, confess it that, Lord, please, with my sincere heart, I ask that you please forgive me. And he will forgive you. Because he knows our hearts better than we know ourselves. God always has a remnant of faithful followers. 1 Kings 19:10. So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. This is about Elijah. Elijah thought he was the only person left who was faithful to God. After experiencing great victory at Mount Carmel, he had to run for his life. Lonely and discouraged, he forgot that others had remained faithful, bearing the nation's wickedness. When you're tempted to think that you're the only one remaining faithful to a task, don't feel sorry for yourself. Self-pity will dilute the good you are doing. Be assured that Even if you don't know who they are, others are faithfully obeying God and fulfilling their duties. Just like when we're struggling, we're so much into that struggle, we know we need to pray because by faith, God will answer and he'll take care of it. But again, because we're so entombed into that struggle, you fail to pray because you're angry. You're desperate. You're anxious. You're like, what, why you pray for? But thank God, for example, we have a church that prays for each and every one of us. Like Brother Steve Calixte had prayed, Brooklawn. Not just Brooklawn, because we all know we all interact with others, co-workers, family, friends. We all need prayer. So if we're failing to come through and remaining faithful in our Christian walk, someone lovingly, a brother and sister in Christ, is praying for you, is doing their duty as a brother and sister in Christ. So please remain faithful. Last Sabbath, Brother Calixte led out in Vespers. It was wonderful. I try and keep up with it. One of the sisters said, pray for so-and-so. I had interjected as well that it's amazing how we're constantly praying. That if we're praying and we're asking, but yet we're lacking some faith, thank God for others, they will pray and make sure that God will receive it somewhere, somehow. Again, be prayerful. Remain faithful. Faithfulness should be a characteristic of God's people. Mark 9:50. Jesus said, salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. I'm not crazy about salt, but I will admit that a little bit of salt, it brings a flavor out for some, especially for a vegetarian. Okay. Add a little bit of salt, some seasoning, spice it up, and it tastes better. Tastes better. As a witness, I testify. As a Christian, I am a better person with Jesus Christ than as if I wasn't. All of you who have accepted Christ are beautifully seasoned because of Jesus Christ. Be prayerful, be faithful, that though a little bit of too much seasoning will kind of throw us off, but yet be faithful that Jesus Christ will continue to keep you fine-tuned and properly seasoned. Jesus, you sought to illustrate three qualities that we should find in each and every one of us. One, we should remember God's faithfulness. The Bible has it all. He is faithful through and through, from beginning to end, end to beginning, all through the scriptures. He is faithful. Number two, we should make a difference in the flavor of the world we live in. By that, I mean, if you're a Christian, do not be shy to express your Christian faith. Do not be shy. Let your actions speak louder than words. If you find yourself making a mistake as a Christian, ask for forgiveness. Because again, God is faithful to forgive and he'll uphold you. Again, he'll reseason you if you have to. Number three, we should counteract the moral decay in society. We all see that it is going bad out there. It's going bad. But as Christians, let's continue to pray that God will sustain all Christians, because there are those who are so faithful, they too may fall at the end. When we lose the desire to salt the earth with the love and message of God, we become useless to God. So keep faith in Jesus. And I want to read something from Ellen G. White, from her devotional, To Be Like Jesus. The Holy Spirit of God is to communicate with men and women and to abide in the hearts of the obedient, and in order that they may have wisdom to resist Satan, okay, and to overcome in times of temptation. We are to overcome even as Christ overcame. Christ overcame. I'll conclude with this. Okay. I have a question. How well do you understand faith now? We'll all understand it faithfully as we continue to read and study the Word of God. No matter how proficient you think you have become with the Word of God, continue to study it. Because each and every one of us who talks about it has a different way of perceiving it, of sharing it. We all have. That's why we need to band together as brothers and sisters in Christ and stick together through this fight. Faith is the means by which believers come to God and put their trust in Him for salvation. God provides believers with the faith needed to believe in Him. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. The entire Christian life is lived out on the foundation of faith. Romans 1, 17 and Galatians 2, 20. I'm going to read another Ellen G. White, Christian Service. Christian Service, brothers and sisters. Okay. God's workers need faith in God. When we think that God will not do as he had said and that he has no time to notice his workers, we didn't dishonor our maker. That means we're cutting him short. We're not trusting him. Okay. The worker for God needs strong faith. The strength of those who in faith love and serve God will be renewed day by day, day by day. Like Brother Corrett said, we wake up in the morning, that's by the grace of God. Give God thanks and for him to grant us the wisdom for the courage to endure during our trials and tribulations. May he grant us the faith that we need to be faithful in him. Often the Christian life is beset by dangers and duties seem hard to perform. Yet the voice of God speaks clearly. Go forward. We should obey this command, even though our eyes cannot penetrate the darkness and we feel the cold waves about our feet. The obstacles that hinder our progress will never disappear by a halting, doubting spirit. If you're doubting, again, as I mentioned before, you're just going to mess yourself up. You're just going to lose track of the faith that you should have. Those who defer obedience till every shadow of uncertainty disappears and there remains no risk of failure or defeat will never obey at all. Unbelief whispers, let us wait till the obstructions are removed and we can see our way clearly. But faith courageously urges in advance, hoping all things, believing all things. Again, keep faith. Martin Luther King said, the God whom we worship is not a weak and incompetent God. He is able to beat back gigantic waves of opposition and to bring low, prodigious mountains of evil. The ringing testimony of the Christian faith is that what? God is able. He is able. Again, what exactly is faith? Faith is one of the most central parts of our relationships with God. No matter who we are, no matter what our walk in life, there will be trying times for all of us. All of us will have that experience. These difficult moments test our faith and trust in God. Our faith is tested daily by terrible news, stories, everything that reminds us of death and cruelty, by personal troubles, by human failings of our family and friends. And yet the more we live in faith, the better we are able to make our way in the world, to trust God and his ultimate plan for the faithful Christian. Again, faith makes us stronger, braver, better. Faith helps us through times of trouble and allows us to help others going through their own sets of trials and tribulations. It is the trust that God exists And by following him, we look forward to a world beyond this one, the kingdom of God. Where will we live in peace with him forever? Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Elder De Jesus, for the message today. We pray that God will give us the faith that we need to sustain us. Let us stand and sing.